Today is Thursday, the 27th of February, in the 7th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, "The kingdom of God is justice and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord, and open in us the gates of your kingdom." Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
"For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to that unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another.
This talk of cutting off your own hand or tearing out your own eye sounds very extreme, even gruesome, you might say. But what is the point Jesus is making with this way of talking? What is he saying, perhaps, about what the important things are in life? If salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? What's that about, do you think? If food becomes less flavoursome and dull to the taste without salt, what might it mean for you to lose that saltiness? What might it mean to have salt in yourself? As these words of Jesus are read again, imagine being present as he speaks, looking not at him, but at his listeners. How do they react? What looks do you see on their faces as they hear these words?
For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to that unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another.
The Lord is present here now as you pray. Speak to him now about your reaction to his words, what they mean to you, how you want to respond. Thank you. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.